Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly. Features inspiring Sassanese entrepreneurs. Every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Only on Radio Miraya.
This is Business Weekly.
Hello and welcome to the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya. This is a program that brings you the latest on business and entrepreneurship through discussing opportunities and challenges in South Sudan. My name is Helen Toby. Well, today we are going to talk about the aviation sector business. We've seen a number of companies in the sector cropping up. But do you know what it is all about and how much profit or how much capital do you need to start this business? Well, today we are joined by Peter Nguyen Garang, the operations manager of Dream Air Aviation Company, and he will be telling us more about this sector. Well, you can also join us later on the show by sharing your views and comments by dialing our number 0929686297 or sending us a text message on 0912177141. But first, let's have a look at some of the stories in business this week. Oil companies operating at the Ofura oil field in Ruang administrative area have resumed operations after brief interruptions by clashes between oil field protection force and armed cattle herders. Spokesperson of the Ruang administrative area, James Arop, says at least three people were killed and five others wounded from both sides when the clashes broke out on the 6th of this month. He says calm has returned after Unity State and Ruang administrative area governments intervened. Minister James says a conflict in oil field can affect operations, which also affects the revenue that goes to the government. Farmers Trade Union in Western Bregazal State has raised concern about the issue of water to grow dry season vegetables in the state. Dr. Natalia Masmino, the chairperson of the union, made the remarks during the handover of hybrid vegetable seeds and tools by the Bangladeshi peacekeepers to the Farmers Union in the state. Dr. Natalia called on partners and people of goodwill to support farmers with modern equipment, pesticides and training for farmers to boost agriculture production in the state. Business people in Magui County are complaining of continued road ambush and robberies that have blocked movement of people and goods along the Agoro Aro Junction Road. Multiple ambushes on passengers along the road has made it difficult for travelers to ply the short distance supply route in the area. A local trader in the area, Danish Brown, says that the situation is negatively affecting the residents of the area. The UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, has launched construction of two bridges to connect Tombra and Najero counties of Western Equatoria State. The $50,000 project, each falls under UNMISS Quick Impact Project. The two bridges, Duma and Rusho, are expected to serve communities of the two counties with access to their markets and farms. It is also expected to encourage return and reintegration of displaced persons in their places of origin and start their livelihoods. And finally, the rate of the South Sudanese pounds has continued to depreciate in the parallel market. Figures from the Bank of South Sudan show that the rate of the pounds today sells at 669 and buys at 659 per US dollar. Meanwhile, in the black market, the rate has depreciated in the last few days. Currently, the dollar sells at 700 per US dollar in the black market. And that's all we have on the business news over the week. And as I earlier told you, we are going to discuss about the aviation sector business. And we are joined by Peter Nyongarang, the operations manager of Dreams Air Aviation. Peter, thank you for joining us this morning.
Welcome. As my name has been said, I'm called Peter Nyongarang from Dream Air Office. Working with Aviation Air Company.
Okay. Okay, thank you for joining us this morning. Peter, can you tell us more about Dream Air Aviation and what it does?
Yeah, Dream Air Aviation is one of the agents company in South Sudan here. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So we do provide a lot of service to the people of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
We do cargo, we do passengers, we do chartered flight to different states in mm-hmm. South Sudan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the inspiration behind this business? How did you people start this business? What made you to come up with this business idea?
Yeah, it was that time of war in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
The roads were bad and people were not using roads to move, and no water transport. So we decided to open Dream Air Aviation, so that we shall take people to the state. So that's where we started making that business plan. And by 2015, we started operating.
Okay. Yeah. So the business is currently like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever people hear about this airline companies, they assume that you own planes of your own and all that. Can you tell us, is that how it works?
No, yeah, in South Sudan, there are no many people who own planes. But mm-hmm. what we did, we just go and lease plane from Kenyan, TZ, mm-hmm. and Sudan, and Uganda. Still, we don't have our own aircrafts.
Okay.
So we hired from foreign companies.
Okay, so you hire planes and then you
lease them.
You lease them to the public.
Yeah.
So, can you tell us how much capital do you require to start such a business?
Yeah, at the first that time, it was still a small money. The first thing you do, you register your company as user, as South Sudanese. Then from there, if you get a small money, then you start as an agent. When you're an agent, you'll book your passengers, then you go and hire a plane from the people who have the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So you start with a small capital, not a big capital.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't require a big capital. So yeah. Like how much do you require to start a business? Because maybe someone out yeah. there wants to know how much, so that maybe they can involve themselves if they have their money.
Yeah, it is around $5,000
mm-hmm.
to start that business.
Okay.
To open the company.
So that includes registration.
Yeah.
How much is registration?
Registration is around 300 something there.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Can you tell us how a normal day at an aviation company like yours looks like? How do you start your day and how do you get your customers?
Oh, yeah. That work of aviation sometime, for us as an agents, it's like that work of a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
So you just wait for a customer. When they say they're going somewhere, then you start book them. They'll come to the office because they know the route where you are going. So they will come and book from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just contact you whenever they are possible. And so it means sometimes you don't have customers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Apart from that, can you tell us some of the challenges that you are facing as an aviation company?
Yeah, we have many problems which are facing us because there's a fuel problem. When the fuel goes up, those people have aircraft, they will charge us highly.
Mm-hmm.
Then that one, we cannot increase the ticket because our people here, we don't have enough money. So that, for example, going to war is $120. Now, when they increase the price of fuel, then they will charge the aircraft too much. Then when we say, for example, the ticket will be 150, people will refuse, and our people doesn't have money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the challenges facing us a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have any challenges in terms of maintaining your businesses and how to follow policies that have been set in by the government?
Yeah. In fact, there are no big challenges there with the government, because as we are operating as a citizen of South Sudan,
mm-hmm.
there are no much challenges inside of
mm-hmm.
the government, because we do pay tax to them.
Mm-hmm.
We pay tax to them, and we pay a base on fee. There, we don't have any challenges there. But
okay.
Our challenge is on aircraft. That's a big problem with us.
Okay. You say that you pay taxes to the government, and you pay other fees. Mm. And so many businesses have been complaining about extortion through taxes. Taxes is a very big issue. There are multiple entities that are taxing businesses across the country. Is this not something that is facing your company?
Yeah, because ours is... Our tax goes through civil aviation. We pay direct to air aviation. So there, we don't have any challenges facing us a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you pay directly to...
Direct.
So they don't come to your offices and disturb you and
yeah.
say, you have to pay this to city council, or you have to pay this to this...
Yeah, also we do pay to city council. City council also come with theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Then they do come, like now they have started coming.
Mm-hmm.
So we pay for one full year
okay.
for them. And when we paid for 1 year, they will not come anymore.
Okay.
Until the next year, then they will come.
Okay. Now, coming to the issue of safety and of passengers, in the past we've seen companies chartering planes, and some of these planes are not in good conditions. How do you ensure the safety of people who are coming to get your services?
Yeah, that thing there is about the safety of the people.
Mm-hmm.
There are some aircraft which were brought,
mm-hmm.
They were older and they can't be used from
yeah.
foreign countries, and those things, our civil aviation now have started noting that there are some people who are bringing aircraft which are too old.
Mm-hmm.
So they have started putting them down. They are not using them. They first bring it and they check it well, whether it is working well or not working well. So the safety nowadays is secure 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you as a company, how do you know that these planes are in good conditions? And what is the criteria you use to get the air companies that you use?
Yeah, now civil aviation has put a directive to all those companies
mm-hmm.
which are brought planes from foreign countries. Now when they bring them, they inspect them very well, they check them whether they have the license, whether the license is still working, the insurance, whether they have the insurance, then they check all the things inside there. When everything is good, now they will lease it for use now. They will make it for use now. When it is not in good quality, then they will not make it for use. They will grant it down there. It will not fly it.
Okay, so it is not your mandate as the company to check whether the planes are in good conditions. It has to be
civil aviation.
Civil aviation.
Yeah.
But in the past, we've seen planes crashing or having some technical problems despite the presence of the civil aviation. You as the company... What do you think should be done to ensure that you receive, you give good services to the people?
Yeah, at the first, the system was somehow not good,
mm-hmm.
but you learn from what has happened. So what happened before, civil aviation have learned it through what has happened. Now they have started checking the good plane.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no any more challenge there in it.
Okay. Okay, well, you're listening to the Business Weekly on Radio Mirai, and today we are talking about the aviation sector business, and we are joined by Peter Nyon Garang, the operations manager of Dreams Air Aviation, and has been explaining to us a lot about how to start this business and how much capital you need to start the business. You can also join the conversation later by calling us on 0929686297 or sending us a text message on 0912177141. We're going to go for a short break.
This is Business Weekly.
Well, this is the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, and today we are talking about the aviation sector business, and we are joined by Peter Nyon Garang, who is operations manager of the Dreams Air Aviation Company. And we have been talking about how to start this business, what capital you need, and some of the challenges that this sector faces. Now, Peter, there are so many young people who are out there who are staying idle, and some of them are graduates. They don't have capital. They don't have anything. How can you encourage them to get involved in such a business like yours?
Yeah, there are many people outside. They were unemployed, and many people doesn't have a job. Mm-hmm. So what I'm encouraging them to do is just to continue, not to give up. What small thing you have started is what will bring a big things. You do other things, not only aviation company, mm-hmm. or aviation agent, which can bring money. There are many things which can bring money. For example, those Yankee do polish the shoes, they do get money every time. Those who do chapat, they do make that thing. You live about, don't say that I'm so and so, I cannot do that. Entrepreneur can start a business with small money, then from there it will expand.
Okay. So you don't need to have a lot of money to start a business.
Yeah.
And that is how you are encouraging the young people in South Sudan. Yeah. So has an aviation sector business, how are you contributing in terms of employing the youth in the country?
Yeah. Now aviation companies or those agents in airport, they have employed many people, because there are some big companies, mm-hmm. who have more than 50 employees. They have loaders, we have operation managers, we have booking officers, we have finance. So it have employed many people here in South Sudan.
Okay. Can you tell us what is the role of each one of them, starting from the manager? And you said you have managers and other subordinate staff.
Yeah, yeah.
What is their role and what kind of qualifications do they need?
Yeah, because the first thing, this one is an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
For you to be an entrepreneur,
yes,
doesn't mean you have a degree or you have a certificate or you have something. Provide you have a knowledge to start that business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in South Sudan, many people do own a big business, but in terms of qualification, they don't have. So that thing is about when you're confident to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can manage to do that work.
Okay. So you people provide employment opportunities not only to people who are experienced, but also other people who have not maybe gained higher education.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now, in terms of encouraging the youth, because you are an entrepreneur that started your business with some little capital, and there are some youth out there who don't have money or whatever, how can the government and other partners engage in helping youth, maybe with startup capitals and all that?
Yeah, what I'm trying to, what I can tell them to encourage the young people to start their business is,
mm-hmm.
for a government to allow those young people to go to school so that they cannot be idle. To open many government schools so that they will start going to school.
Mm-hmm.
When they come, they are supposed to take some to the government school, primary, second, to go and teach there so that they will not be idols.
Mm-hmm.
And also encouraging our local companies to employ our citizens, not to hire someone from outside, that this person will make the work to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to employ our own citizens so that we cannot be unemployed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is need to encourage youth to join businesses and to also give them employment opportunities. Well, you're listening to the Business Weekly on Radio Muraya, and today we are discussing about the aviation sector business. How well do you know this? We are joined by Peter Nyon Garang, who is the operations manager of Dreams Air Aviation, who has been telling us more about how this business is started, how much capital you need, and whether you need qualified people to start such a business. You can join the conversation by calling us on 09 2968 6297 or sending us an SMS on 09 12177141 and ask any questions about engaging in this aviation business after the break.
This is Business Weekly.
Well, this is the Business Weekly on Radio Muraya, and we are talking today about the aviation sector. What do you know about this sector? How do you start an aviation company in South Sudan, and how much money do we require to start such a company? Well, we are joined by Peter Nyon Garang, the aviation manager of Dreams Air Aviation, who has been telling us exactly how to start this business, how to run it, and how to keep it going here in South Sudan. Well, you can join us on the conversation by calling us on 09 2968 6297 or send us a text message on 09 12177141 to ask us any question regarding this aviation sector, whether you want to engage yourself or you want to start an aviation company, or do you think it is easy? You can join the conversation by calling us on the lines that I've just mentioned, or send us a text message on the line. Well, now coming back to you, Peter. You know, technology is very important when it comes to business. We can see businesses around the world. Everyone is engaging in technology. Others using social media to promote their businesses and all that. How is Dreamline company doing in terms of using technology to uplift the business?
Yeah. Now these days it is a world of .com. Everyone is using machine.
Mm-hmm.
So Dream Air have started giving out tickets using machine. We print them out, so we don't give again ticket anymore. We just make it online, so mm-hmm. it will be in the system.
Okay, so you have your website or Facebook. How does it work?
Yeah, it is working well.
Mm-hmm.
It is working well.
Okay, which platforms are you using in case your customers want to get you online?
Yeah, we give them email. We have our emails.
Mm-hmm.
We have our numbers, and we have our WhatsApp numbers.
Okay,
we give to them.
Okay, so you don't have a website or
yeah.
Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of challenges are you facing in terms of using technology to run your business?
Yeah, sometimes the network problem, because network sometimes is very bad when you want to print. You want to print something out, and it is in the net, so it is hard for you to print out because the passengers is in hurry.
Mm-hmm.
So system is is too low.
Okay, so one of the challenges is internet
yeah.
provision, which is a very big issue in South Sudan, and we have been seeing this. So how should this be improved?
Yeah, what I'm encouraging is these people of MTN, Zain, so that they will improve their service or the internet, so that they will upgrade, so that it will work very well, so that also it will encourage us also to use the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it comes to these aviation sector industries, we've seen in other countries, these businesses are making a lot of money, they're making profits, they're really big. How can you compare the business in South Sudan to the rest of the world?
Yeah, aviation company does in here in South Sudan. It have just started and it is still growing a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot compare them with those of internet or foreign countries. And still, it is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It is still coming up. What I've been encouraging them is just to bring a good plan, so that everyone will be using it. Because now some people, last time people do fear that when we use this plane here, yeah, this plane, it may be like this one, but now they have brought a nice plane,
mm-hmm.
which can go to state.
Okay.
So now everything is settled.
Okay, and these planes, are they foreign-owned or they're owned by nationals?
I don't think whether, because majority of them, they're owned by foreigners.
Okay.
They're not owned by citizen.
Okay. In terms of this, what do you think can be done to improve the sector?
Yeah. What I'm seeing, what I'm encouraging people to do is for the aviation company to encourage our people to bring the plane. For example, when it is too expensive to bring a plane, let them also reduce the cost, not like the one for foreigners, so that they will encourage many people to bring their own things to South Sudan, not to overcharge them.
Okay. So is this one of the biggest challenges you're facing in terms of doing your business? If it was maybe owned by South Sudanese, maybe it would have been cheaper compared to getting planes from outside the country.
Yeah, it is one of the challenges facing us, because we don't have any South Sudanese I've seen that is having a plane. In fact, maybe it's 1% or 2% those people who have it, but the rest, the whole foreigners.
Okay.
And it is hard for us to convince them. For example, taking a plane and you say this price here, that person will not accept because it's theirs. And if it could be ours, that person may give you a plane, then you pay the man later.
Okay. And does this sometimes lead your companies to have losses?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you may get lost. Sometimes, because in business, there are two things: either you get lost today,
or you make a profit.
Your loss is everywhere in the business. Sometimes you get, sometimes you don't get.
Okay. Now, you earlier mentioned that Dream Aviation Company has been there since 2015. So, looking back from that time in 2015 up to now, how are you seeing the sector? Has it improved, or there are some challenges making it to go down?
Yeah, now there are some changes a bit, which has changed, not like the one for when we started the business.
Mm-hmm.
That time it was not well known, but now it is well known. There are many people. Now the only challenge facing us is only because the only problem is now passengers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes many people don't like moving up with the planes, so they use the road. That's another challenge facing us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have less passengers, it will make a loss for us. Sometimes we may not go if it is a big loss.
Okay, so one of the challenges is having passengers on every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So from 2015, you've seen your business growing. You said that time the airline was not known, but now it is being known.
Yeah.
And so many people are coming and booking flights with you and getting your services.
Yeah.
So what is your plan? What is your future plan?
Yeah, my future, the future for Dream Air, mm-hmm. what we are planning is not only to depend on aviation company. It's also to try to open another business outside there, also to bring some income inside, not to depend on aviation, because now in South Sudan, things are going to change. We are going to have a good roads. So when the roads are there, no need for many people to use planes. So we are planning to for another businesses.
Okay, so does this mean that you people are planning to leave the industry?
Oh no, we are not planning to leave, but we are trying to make another portfolio, another business.
Okay, to venture into other business, yeah. But it is going to still be
part of Dream.
Of Dream Aviation. But now you're not going to call it an aviation company.
Yeah,
if you're going to maybe transport company or something.
Yeah, it will be Dream Transport, still there soon.
Okay. Well, you are listening to the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, and we are talking about aviation companies and the aviation sector business. And we are joined by Peter Nguyen, who is the operations manager of Dream Air Aviation. And he has been talking to us how this business it started and how challenging it is, especially in South Sudan, where many planes are, the planes that they charter are owned by foreign companies, which is making the business very expensive. You can join the conversation by calling us on 0929686297 or send us an SMS on 0912177141. That's our text line, and we will be back after the break.
This is Business Weekly.
Well, this is this Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, and today we are talking about the aviation sector business, and we are joined by Peter Nguyen, the operations manager of the Dreams Air Aviation. And he has been telling us how to start this business, what kind of challenges you need. And because of time, we're going to pick just a few of your callers. Our first call of the day. Hello, Radio Mira.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Ahlan. Marhab.
Malcolm John, again for Northern Barrazal.
Okay, thank you. What's your question?
Okay.
Shukran Jazilan. That was one of our callers who was just giving his thoughts on the aviation sector. He's saying that airlines are very expensive, so people will prefer to use the roads. Okay, so because of time, we're not going to pick any more of your calls. We had an issue with the lines, the call line, so we weren't able to pick calls earlier. As we conclude program today, Peter Nguyen, what is your last message to the people concerning your business?
Yeah, first let me answer the question for Ganjon. Mm-hmm. Has been talking about the price, and that is the big challenge I've been telling people before, that the price of fuel is now high. Mm-hmm. So, and when the price is high, also the charges highly. Mm-hmm. And for us, to gain that one is also to increase the ticket. And you have seen people are now started complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm telling them is not we were making that thing, is the people with the plan,
okay.
The owners of the plan.
So that is one of the biggest challenges you're facing.
You are facing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening to that. So what is your last message as we come to an end?
Yeah, my message is to the people or to the youth is to engage in entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
So entrepreneurship is the most important thing. You start your business, you start with the small things, and there to start growing start with a small thing. When, for example, you start washing car, today you get 1,000, then when you start keeping them, to that business will start growing. So what I'm encouraging them is to not give up. Let them start doing small things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Peter Nyongarang, for joining us today on Radio Miraya.
Welcome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, where we talk business and do business. And we bring you the latest on business and entrepreneurship. Until next week, I am Helen Toby.